Hello, audio boosters. I shouldn't be doing a boo because I'm really busy and I should really be getting on with the amount of admin and essay and whatever tasks I've got to do at the moment. But I felt I wanted to come on here and have a bit of a moan. I know it's not only what you use audio boo for, I know, but it's quite sort of good to share things sometimes when you're fed up. I don't know if, you know, it's really funny. It's really about service provision that I'm ringing up to have a moan about. And people that, you know, have these businesses and profess how brilliant they are. I had to get another guard. I mean, it's really funny because in a way, I wish I'd stuck with the first gardeners that I had because they were okay. I thought they were okay. They were sometimes a bit like I had to chase them a bit, but they were okay, you know, and they were reasonable cost and they were really helpful. Never moaned if they had to clear up anything after the dogs that I hadn't seen or whatever, being able to clear up myself, etc. And, you know, they were fine. And but I think really what it was when I tried to contact them to resume the service after the winter, obviously for some reason they couldn't do it. I think they had some personal problems, and so I sort of had to get another person really because the grass is really growing and blah 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 blah, as you know, and you know I can't cope with clearing up if the grass gets too long, etc., because my dog goes on grass. So anyway got that all sorted. And basically, the first person I found, he was, I'd call him, he's sort of a neighbour. He doesn't live that far from me. And I used to meet him when I was dog walking and stuff, and his wife. And you know, his wife sort of was, one day I met his wife and said hello, and then she started singing his praises about setting up his own business, and he was doing this and he was doing that. And he would give you sort of mates rates, as they say, and blah, blah, blah. So I decided to try and use him. But it didn't work out because, just to be clear, you know, he was a bit weird about his prices and wasn't, like, didn't seem to know what he was doing. And, you know, and there was just a few alarm bells, really. And he wasn't charging me mates rates at all, because he did some work for somebody I know, and he was charging her exactly the same rates as he was trying to charge me. And he'd change what he wanted to do, his rates. He'd agree a rate and then change it. And, I just thought, no, that's someone really taking the pee. So I thought, in the end, I questioned that, and he cancelled, I think, the next job that he had to do, which made it sort of clear to me, really, that I was going to cancel the work. Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot to say, with all that, the alarm bells rang when he asked me if I was insured, because I've got, stones in my garden. They're only little stones. I think it's where, when the previous owners had my house, they had had more of an ornamental garden and put some stones around the edgings and things like that. And so obviously there's still a fair few around and whatever. So much to the doggies' delights as well, as they like picking them up and bringing them in. But he said to me, are you insured? And I said, yes. Why? I don't know why I said yes, actually, because it was a bit of a weird question to ask, and it was none of his business, really, about my insurance. But anyway, I said, why? And he said, well, because when I'm mowing the garden, I might hit your, one of the stones might hit your conservatory and break it. And I sort of was a bit taken. I didn't actually know what to say. And then I said to him, I was sort of taken aback. And then I said to him, well, I'm sorry, but people been doing my garden for, I've been here 6 years now, and I've done my own garden, and never, I mean, all right, my conservatory wasn't there straight away, but my conservatory has been here for 4 years now, certainly, definitely 4 years, and nobody's ever broken a window on it yet with that. So he said, So he said, oh, no, I'm just saying because, you know, I did that to my own one at home and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, well, you better not bloody do it to mine. And, you know, as your, why should I pay? Because he was asking also that his prices were exactly the same as people's prices, to be fair, that are professional and that are insured. And it turned out that he didn't. He sort of didn't really have a business. I think he just needed to make money, like everybody does at the moment. So he sort of said that, you know, he'd set up this business and he printed business cards and everything as well. And it did seem fairly legit. But, you know, the more I found out about it, and the more I found out, I mean, he wasn't a registered trader. He wasn't whatever. It just shows how careful you have to be, even with people that you profess to know. And in the end, I sort of wrote to him, and when he changed his price to get a gain, and I just said, you know, this is what we agreed, and I had it in writing what we agreed. And then he tried to contact me by phone and I didn't answer, and he left a text saying he needed to speak to me, and I sent him a text back and said why, and he said, well, we needed to cancel the next gardening. And I just said, well, thank you, I've found another gardener, bye, sort of thing, in a very polite way. And that was the end of that. Be interesting if I ever see him again or his wife dog walking, because I just think he really royally tried it on, to be honest with me, because he thought he could. And I don't like people like that. I really don't. That's not what I'd call a friend anyway. It's what I call somebody trying to take advantage. And, you know, I'm quite concerned, to be fair, that he's taking advantage of other people, because the friend of mine, he did some work for her, and, you know, she's an elderly woman, and I know he sort of, she had to do all her, pick, you know, bringing it to the skip and stuff like that, and blah, blah, blah. I haven't got the heart, I need to speak to her, actually, but I haven't had the heart to say much to her at the moment, because he was singing his praises, but I didn't think he was very good, because he was charging her £100 a day to help her with a garden, and she was still sort of mowing it and stuff herself. I don't know what he was doing, but her mum's garden, sorry. And I don't think her mum's garden's that massive. She only lives in a bungalow, a small bungalow. And, you know, she had to bring all the stuff down to the tip. And I just thought, that's not on. That's really not on. And she had days and days where she had to load it in her car and bring it down. And obviously she must have had to have her car clean, because there's all grass and that at the back of it. But I don't know. I think people like that are absolutely, well, scum, actually. But don't know. Anyone who has any ideas of what to do with him, please let me know. I know what I could do, but whatever. I'd probably just leave it, to be honest, because I can't be bothered with it. I've got too much on my plate. You know, unless I hear that he's done something bad to somebody, then I would report it, because I, you know, I wouldn't want to live with that. But anyway, what was I going to say? And he was a bit moody as well. He was really moody in the morning, and once I said something to him, because he was really quite rude when he rang my bell when I spoke to him through the intercom, and he just said to me, oh, I'm not very good in the mornings. And I thought, well, that's not my problem, mate. You don't work then if you are. I'm paying you. I'm not your friend or your wife or whatever. If you're coming to do work for me, you have to, whether you're moody or not, you know, put on an act and be polite, as I'm a customer. And the latest one, I'm probably going to have to do this in two booths, no doubt, but I must upgrade. The latest one was, I then got another gardener, or a couple that said they were gardeners, and they were advertising in a local booklet, and they professed that their gardening services were, you know, it was called Leaf It To Us. Funny name. Shows how much of a joke they were, and they were a bit of a joke, because they professed to be like, oh, you know, always on the ball, and sort of, you know, you can relax and leave everything for them, and they would get on with it, and blah, blah, blah. And when they did the first gardening, and when I had to keep contacting them to get another date, and then they couldn't do dates that I could do, even though they'd done this date on another occasion, and then they were saying they had to cancel a customer for me, and then and then they did cancel a customer, and then, and I'm going to probably have to do it into a second booth.